Hello everyone, you radiant beings, and welcome to another edition of Adagio with your host, Drew Darling. As you may have heard, the Oscar nominations for films released in 2024 are out, and as Hollywood spritzes up for its fawning, over-the-top, spare-no-extravagance celebration of itself, I thought we might run through a few of the more promising contenders for Best Original Song and Best Soundtrack. We opened this week with a selection from composer Daniel Blumberg that he wrote for the film entitled The Brutalist, about the Hungarian architect Laszlo Toth emigrating to the United States. We'll get back to other selections from The Brutalist later in the program, but I thought we'd start out winnowing down the list of Best Song nominees. As always, the list is 5 entries long, but to my ears, there is only one that deserves close attention. It's from the film Sing Sing, about a theater program among inmates in New York's maximum security prison. It's co-written by songwriter and 8-time Grammy nominee Adrian Quesada, probably best known for his work with Black Pumas, and Abraham Alexander, a songwriter based in Fort Worth, Texas. See if you like it. It's entitled Like a Bird from the film Sing Sing.
Try, fly like a bird, fly, fly, fly.
The category of Best Original Soundtrack has two standouts this year, beginning with The Brutalist that we opened with this week about the struggles of the Hungarian architect in this country after the war. It must have been quite an interesting working relationship that developed between the film's director, Brady Corbett, and the film's composer, Daniel Blumberg. They worked together on this film over a span of 7 years. Both composer and director wanted continuous music for the film's first 10 minutes, resulting in the opening sequence of The Brutalist being choreographed and shot to Blumberg's musical sketches.
Thank you.
Hello again. It's time I reminded you the program is Adagio. I'm your host, Drew Darling. We come to you each week at this time thanks to your steadfast community radio station, a stalwart in your local area through good times and bad. This week, we've been listening to the Oscar-nominated soundtrack to the Brady Corbett film, The Brutalist, with music composed by Daniel Blumberg. Another excellent nominee for Best Soundtrack is that composed by Volker Bertelmann for the film Conclave, that has been earning well-deserved praise from critics for the performances, directing, screenplay, and cinematography. It was named one of the top 10 films of 2024 by the National Board of Review and the American Film Institute. Among other accolades, it received 8 nominations at this year's Oscar, including Best Picture. It won Best Screenplay at the Golden Globe Awards and took 11 nominations for the Critics' Choice Awards, including Best Picture. And much of the action takes place in a replica of the Sistine Chapel, quite the backdrop for a drama on the Catholic cardinals from all over the world gathering to elect a new pope. Conclave is Bertelmann's 5th collaboration with director Edward Berger. In an interview with IndieWire, Bertelmann discussed developing a sound that was neither too ecclesiastical nor classical, leading to experimentation with lesser-known instruments. As a result, much of the score makes use of the crystal bâche, a contemporary instrument made of chromatically tuned glass rods that musicians play by rubbing the rods with their wet fingertips. Listen for it in the score. It sounds like this. In order to play off against the film's conflicting factions within the Cardinals, Bertelmann instructed string players to use a kind of unsettling bowing technique called ricochet, in which the bow bounces on the violin strings. And he adds further tension by adding in polyrhythms, rhythmic lines that aren't related to one another played simultaneously, such as triplets against 16th notes, which sets up a 4-against-3 pattern. Yeah, it quickly gets complicated for those of us not trained in this sort of thing. The upshot is that the music deftly parallels the tension of various factors playing against each other in the film. It's brilliant conceptually on paper, but more than that, it succeeds in sounding like what the audience is watching, which is, of course, the bullseye for cinematic composers. We'll hear now selections from the film The Conclave, starring a triumvirate Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini, who, as always, put in magnificent performances. It's a film I could watch again and again for those three alone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to hear the closing credits score to Conclave, we have just enough time for me to lock the door and fly away. You've been listening to Adagio with me, your host, Drew Darling. And if you'd like to see a playlist, please visit our website, radioadagio.com, where you will find it all. I wish you all the best and, above all, good listening. Bye for now.